Welcome. I'm Mark McDonald, Group Vice President of Gartner Executive Programs, and joining me today is Peter Thompson, the CIO of Skanska, a global construction company. Good day, Peter.
Hello, Mark.
Today we'll be talking about what it takes to be a CIO leader and some of the challenges that face CIOs today. So, Peter, I wanted to get started off, if you could tell us a little bit about who Skanska is and what they do, and then what are some of the pressures that you're seeing in the marketplace today?
Yes, indeed. Skanska is a global construction company. Turnover about 140 billion Swedish crowns, which is slightly less than 20 billion American dollars. We operate in Scandinavian countries, headquartered in Sweden, but in fact our major market is the USA, where we have about 35% of our revenue. We also operate in parts of Central Europe and the UK. Major challenges for Skanska as an organization, as with any construction company, the challenge is to maintain margin and profitability. It's a very competitive area in most of our markets. We have to deliver quality, satisfied customers, but we have to earn a margin as well.
Terrific. And what are some of the challenges you see, particularly to achieving those things relative to your role and the role of the IT department?
The construction industry is a complex place. Not only do we have to operate and do our projects in a high quality and profitable manner, we have to do it safely. We have to be environmentally conscious. We're always short of the best people. We have a lot of very good people, but we always need more. IT is a very important part of supporting all of those requirements.
Do you expect these to remain challenges for the CIOs into 2008 and going forward?
Yes, I think it'll get harder.
Could you describe some of the initiatives that you're doing to deliver things like cost, safety, and environmental assurance?
Yes, indeed. Site financial reporting is always a high priority for us. If something is happening on the construction site, we really need to know about it quickly, whether it's inflation of raw materials or delays in the process or whatever's happening. And increasingly, we try to use IT to give us an up-to-date picture of precisely what's happening. In the safety area, the construction industry has a bad reputation for safety. We're working very hard to identify every accident that happens, every incident and near miss that happens, follow it up and make sure that what we learn is promulgated throughout our organization to make sure it doesn't happen again. And IT's communication facilities are very important in achieving that. As far as environmental performance goes, we have lots of things that we measure, and increasingly we're trying to feed them back into the buildings that we put up, the construction projects that we undertake, but also the way we operate as a company, the way that our employees behave, and the way we approach the projects.
Well, I know a lot of people are talking about green IT and environmental IT, and certainly you work in a number of different areas. Are there any particular initiatives you have focused in that area?
In the area of green IT, it's probably worth mentioning that the whole concept of intelligent building, buildings which have the minimum impact on the environment, both visually, but also in terms of energy consumption. We know that man is essentially a wasteful animal when it comes to consuming energy. Modern buildings can have lots of very clever arrangements to make sure that they operate efficiently, that they heat or cool only the bits that need to be heated or cooled, and only when they need to be heated or cooled. The way that we handle vehicles and our supply chain, and of course we try to pass our standards right the way up the supply chain to organizations who sell us materials and to the subcontractors who work for us as well.
Peter, if I remember correctly, you talked about Skanska having its IT be somewhat decentralized. Wondered if you could talk just a little bit about the challenges of having both local and corporate IT and some of the ways that you lead kind of a distributed IT organization globally.
Yes, Skanska is decentralized. We have, I think it's 14 business units at the moment. In most cases, the business units map onto a particular country or geography, and each of them has some sort of IT capability. In the case of the larger business units, quite large IT departments of up to 80 or 90 people. Our model is that construction is essentially a local activity. It has to fit into the local environment. It has to be operated by people with a real investment and commitment in the local operations and local life. And it's actually quite difficult to centralize the construction activity itself. So part of the job of a CIO of a decentralized global organization is to try to create an environment where the individual business units can operate individually as far as possible, but where there are aspects which can usefully be joined up then that's what we try to do. So certain negotiations with global suppliers of services and facilities, certain best practice standards, things like email configurations and that sort of thing, they have to interconnect, otherwise they don't work. And that's really where we focus as a group. But we also work very hard on keeping the individual business units in contact with each other, in organising seminars and various meetings, so that we can meet and share best practice, and then the business units can go away and apply what they've learned within their own operations.
Does the Gartner Shared Agenda topics resonate with the major challenges that you see yourself and your peers facing? And if so, how do you use those things to help set your agenda and be successful?
It does, absolutely. The first priority of IT is quality of service and cost effectiveness. And if we don't do that, then we're dead. Assuming that we are doing those things, the next challenge for us is actually getting a hearing round the business table. And that's really a battle for credibility. It's very important that we talk about the business processes and the business challenges, and we really have to keep technical stuff off the agenda. We know how to do it. They can leave it to us. So we keep it off the agenda and try to talk in business terms instead. Getting from a trusted contributor, which is probably where we are at the moment, and getting more involved in some of the strategic issues, that's a big challenge because, I guess, like most industries, construction professionals are busy and it's quite hard to get them to spare time for us. But it's very important that we find ways of helping them to understand what they could do with their processes, what they could do with the data that they have and the business information that they could have, and that we're in a position to help them deliver. So I guess as far as the cycle goes, that maps perfectly onto the challenges I see.
Peter, before we close, any final comments or advice you would give to CIOs who may be listening to this podcast?
Focus on the business would be my overall observation. We've done IT. We know how to do that. I don't know if it was marked in the US, but it was actually 38 years ago last month that the USA landed a man on the moon and got him back safely. So technology can do anything. It's really to do with how we integrate with the business, how much technology they can stand, and how simply and effectively we can deliver it, supporting their business processes.
Well, thank you very much, Peter, for joining us today.